instead of trying to be perfect, I would recommend just being transparent and authentic about what being in business in your industry is really like. Share your success, but also share your challenges. Share your positive reviews, but also share your mistakes. Share with the world that you're a real person, that you're a real entrepreneur. You're listening to the Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast that teaches you how to build a successful solo business while maintaining a balanced and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a members-only Patreon community where you can connect with solopreneurs like yourself, chat with me about all things business, and get access to exclusive bonus episodes every single week. Visit patreon.com/thesolopreneurhustle or click the link below in the description for this episode to join our exclusive community for as little as $5 a month. You can also text business to 31996 to receive our monthly solopreneur newsletter that's jam-packed with business tips. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Hey y'all, welcome to episode 61 of the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. The general theme of the next several episodes will be about how to market your business to attract ideal customers. So I'm going to start off this series here today with some tips about how to stop overthinking marketing. So marketing is one aspect of entrepreneurship that small business owners like us struggle with the most. Again, myself included, I struggled with marketing when I started, and it really took me years to find clarity on what I should be doing to effectively promote my business and how to use marketing to help me accomplish my business goals. Hindsight is obviously 2020, and I realized looking back that when I struggled with marketing the most, I was really just overthinking the whole thing. So these are some of the aspects of marketing that I used to overthink. What I learned from these challenges in overthinking and really just getting into my own head, and how I recommend looking at these aspects of marketing instead to help you more effectively promote your business. So, number one, the first thing I overthought completely when it came to marketing was what to post about, instead of just keeping it simple and focusing on what my audience wanted to see. What your audience wants to see from you on social media and in ads or even in email marketing is very simple. Do not overthink this. Your audience wants to see value. They want to be engaged. They want to be stimulated. Think about how you can engage your audience with value. To engage your audience with value and to really keep it simple, focusing on what your audience wants to see, you should be doing a few things. First of all, you should be teaching. Teach us, don't tell us. Really educate us about what you do and why what you do is important. If you're going to share a new style you've done or a new piece of jewelry you've created or a new cake you've baked, how about give us the step-by-step inside look at how you created that? You know, people are engaged by learning something new. And a lot of people that learn new things on social media aren't going to go out and do it themselves. They just want to see something interesting. So if you're going to show us what you've done, teach us about what it looked like behind the scenes instead of just telling us about how you did it. Second, in order to engage your audience and really give them the value they want, share your results. What results are you getting from people, from your products or services? What are people saying about it? You can share testimonials, you can share before and afters, you know, you can share your progression from where you started to where you are now and how you've improved. Find ways to share your results about what you're getting for other people or even results that you're getting yourself in your own business based on your own improvement. And then last here, another thing you can do here to engage your audience with value is to inspire them with success stories. Share what's going on behind the scenes in your life, how you're growing, what you're learning, and really how you're getting success in your life as an entrepreneur. People really like to be inspired to do really whatever they're dreaming about. They want to be inspired to do something greater with their life. And a lot of times you can help them to do that through you sharing your own success stories in your own life. The second thing I overthought in marketing was how to present myself and my business online. I thought my life needed to seem glamorous and perfect, and I really drove myself crazy trying to come up with what I thought were newsworthy things to post about every day, when in reality, what people wanted to see was that I was real. You know, glamorous is not relatable. Real is relatable, and people buy from relatable people, not perfectly packaged versions of yourself that represent who you think you should be, not really who you are. So what should your brand and your business communicate to the world through marketing? Instead of trying to be perfect, I would recommend just being transparent and authentic about what being in business in your industry is really like. Share your success, but also share your challenges. Share your positive reviews, but also share your mistakes. Share with the world that you're a real person, that you're a real entrepreneur, that you're human. Focus on your strengths instead of trying to compare yourself to other people, and stay in your lane and market what is unique about you. Do not overthink this. Just be yourself. And the third thing that I really overthought when it came to marketing was the results I was getting from the marketing strategies I was using. So if something didn't work, I would automatically think it was time to jump to something else instead of being patient enough to actually get real results from the marketing strategies I was trying. So I would really just stress myself out, worrying about whether or not something was working. And I felt super discouraged when marketing strategies that I was using didn't pan out the way I expected them to fast enough. For example, I started my YouTube channel almost a year ago now. 3 or 4 months into it, I was discouraged. You know, I was thinking, why don't I have enough results? Why don't I have enough subscribers? You know, why aren't people watching my videos? I had to really give this time to work. And now just a year later, I'm approaching 1,000 subscribers. I had to be patient and really give my channel time to really grow instead of overthinking it and getting all worked up because I wasn't getting the results I wanted to fast enough. So if you're struggling with marketing, realize that no one has this all completely figured out down to a science, because marketing is all about trial and error. Big Fortune 500 companies, even people working in marketing for those companies, are still figuring it out. Marketing will always be trial and error, whether you're a big business or a small business or a solo business. Marketing is always trial and error. There's no point in overthinking your results because you really can't control the outcome. The only thing that you can really control is what marketing strategies you're using and how much time and effort and value you're putting into those marketing strategies. You cannot control the outcome. So your best bet, instead of overthinking, your best bet is to focus on providing the most value to the most people. If you do this, your business will eventually get the results you want. You'll eventually get the sales you want, and the business you're wanting so badly right now will eventually come. Provide the most value to the most people through education, through sharing stories, through sharing tutorials, you know, that type of stuff. And focus on telling your story to as many people that will listen. Focus on educating as many people as you can about your products, and focus on telling as many people that will listen about the benefits of shopping with you. So I challenge you this week to do some research about what is truly appealing to your audience. Does your audience like tutorials about products in your industry? Do they like inspirational advice? Do they need a boost every week to help them get through the week? Does your audience like the real and raw transparency surrounding what you do in your industry? What does your audience need help with, and how can you step in to satisfy that need? Marketing does not have to be complicated. In its simplest form, it should be about researching what your audience needs and satisfying those needs through what you share on social media or through whatever marketing channel you're using. What do people need? What are people challenged by? What do people struggle with? And how can you step in to be the solution they need so that they're not struggling any longer? In my private membership group on Patreon this week, I'm sharing the specific marketing strategies that have worked best for me so far with turning my followers into paying customers. So listen to bonus episode number 6 in our private Patreon membership community to learn about the marketing strategy I'm using in my business that really, really works. All right, that is all for this week's episode. Leave me a review here on whatever platform you're listening on if you enjoyed this episode. And with that, I'll talk to you guys next week. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Stay connected in between episodes by texting business to 31996. You'll receive our business tip of the week, and you'll also get our monthly solopreneur newsletter. We also have a private membership group that you can join to access group chats and bonus episodes every week. Visit patreon.com/thesolopreneurhustle or click the link below in the description for this episode to join our community. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast.